but this time your defense is coming off of a nice stop, a couple tackles for loss. Your offense is showing a little signs of life. At least you're in Harbor Beach territory this time if he decides to go for it. I think he does. And I love the spread formation there. It goes against, I think, everything Coach Sweeney stands for, but he still runs the football with a little success there and gives them an opportunity to go for it. And they're certainly going to do that here, and they line up in the wing tee.
And we have whistles, and looks like we have another, the second timeout called by the Yoli Bearcats with 11:13 left here in this first half as they are facing a fourth and four. Excuse me. That's the third one. All right, well, we missed one somewhere in there. What a surprise, as all of our technology is failing on us. So that's the third timeout. Thank you to the home puppy staff here. So, Dave Hanson, what do you think Bill Sweeney's trying up for his squad?
Well, he certainly either changed his mind or didn't like what he was seeing, because this is a very important play for him. Because if you turn the ball over here at essentially midfield, that just tees it up for Harbor Beach to try to take a two-score lead here. And you put a wing tee offense that is built for the lead or built for being within a score to being down two. And if you're down two, it sort of puts the pressure on that offense to play a little faster, to try and do things you're not used to doing, and that's not what they want. So he just wants to make sure everybody is on the same page. He makes sure the right guy gets the football and give their offense the best chance to succeed. And if there's any coach out there that I like to make that decision, Coach Sweeney's right at the top of the list.
Fourth and four from the 44, maybe the 46-yard line. Back to pass. Sweeney downfield. And this one's going to be severely overthrown by about 5-8 yards down to about the 10-yard line. And that's going to be a turnover on down. He gives the ball back to the Harbor Beach Pirates at their own 45-yard line.
Hey, Casey Sweeney can throw the football. And I know you don't know that because you don't see it very often. But that was a well-thrown ball, but it was overthrown. But the guy that had a chance was Isaac Wozinski. Your 6'3 senior, he was throwing down the field. And part of me even looks like to me, he even felt that he was surprised the ball was launched that far. But it was overthrown and safely falls to the ground. But if you're the Harbor Beach defense, you've got to be aware of that. Casey Sweeney can throw the football, and that receiver had a step on Michael Anderson if that ball was thrown accurately. But it will turn over to the road team. Harbor Beach will take over and go back to the spread offense.
To the left, to the right, and it's the snap is muffled. And it looks like it's going to be brought in by the other Bearcats, recovered by number four, if this fellow stands. It's 44, Shane Azikowski, and that's exactly what it does. Devin Ruff claims otherwise. This is going to be the first turnover in this ballgame. It's going to be probably the ball back at the Harbor Beach 43-yard line.
Yeah, right off the face mask of Michael Anderson. When you're running this, it's not a physical style offense. It's a finesse style offense. His eyes are watching the defense, watching that end, because he's reading it. If that end collapses, he fakes the handoff and keeps it where that end has vacated the spot. But if that end stays there, your best option is to hand it off to Devin Puff and let him go up the middle. And he takes your eye off the ball for half a second, hits your face mask, and bounces back towards that defense. And even though Devin Puff recovered the football, Shane Ozentoski had it first. And that means the play is down. And it's ugly football now right where they turned it over, and a big-time stop by the defense.
Hand off to Ozentoski again, drags the defenders across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line for a 7-yard gain. A tackle made by Mason Booms as well as...
I saw Caden Boyer
as well, yeah. Second down and a short 3 to go for the ugly Bearcats of the Harbor Beach, 37, maybe the 36-yard line.
The only guy that's been able to get going for this ugly offense has been Shane Ozentoski. He's got two nice runs. That was the second one, goes for 7 yards, brings up second down and 3 for the Bearcats.
G-formation, and Sweeney hands it out to Ozentoski. He has the first down to the 31-yard line. Giving them in chunks now. 5-yard gain. Tackle made by Devin Puff for the Harbor Beach Pirates. Move the chains, though, for the Bearcats. On the bottom of the pile there, Luke Woodkey, outside linebacker. First and 10 from the 31 for the Yoli Bearcats, trailing 7-0.
Devin Puff in on that tackle as well. And, again, when he gets through that defensive line with Shane Ozentoski, them linebackers, and as tough as guys like Devin Puff are, Shane Ozentoski is a load. And when he's coming at you with full speed, he runs you right over and gets a couple extra on the way. And it's a big first down for the Bearcats, their second one of the day.
Same formation, splitting the hash marks of the 31-yard line. Cornerback keeper around the left end. Sweeney. Gets down to about the 26-yard line. Actually, going to be forced out of bounds right at the 26 according to the spot. This will be a 5-yard gain. Sweeney runs out of bounds with 10:05 left in the second quarter. It's going to be second down, 5 to go. 10:05 left in the first half. 7-0 out of the league.
Nice shot here by Mason Booms. He kind of holds down the end, not allowing the sideline. You'd like to see him force that guy back up the middle a little more, but nonetheless, he doesn't allow the big run, forces him out of bounds, and allows time for guys like Luke Woodke to come over and help out. But nonetheless, a 5-yard gain by Casey Sweeney, and it's guys like him. Somebody's got to get going to help Shane Ozentoski out.
Second down, 5 to go. It's a handoff right up the middle. Nowhere to go for number 30, Carson Holeski. And he's getting brought down in the backfield by Mason Rooms for a loss of a yard. Second and third down, and maybe 6 to go from the 27-yard line this time. 9 minutes, 45 seconds left in the first half.
Bet it's those big guys up front. They shut the door, didn't allow Carson Holeski through. And when Luke Woodke finally snuck through there and got in the backfield, Carson Holeski spins out of it. And that allows that defensive backfield and linebacking core to come up and make a free tackle. And Mason Booms doesn't miss them. And they're going to actually... basically no gain on the play. So third down and 5 for the Bearcats, which is almost certainly 4 down territory.
We're going to the left hash. It's going to be hand off to Ozentoski. Gets down to about the 26-4. Forward progress is stopped by a slew of blue jerseys. Going to be a gain of maybe 2 yards of the play down to the 26-yard line. Leading the charge for Harbor Beach was number 65 defensive tackle Dakota Gear, a 5'10", 205 junior. Fourth down and 4 to go for the Illinois Bearcats. 9 minutes left in the first half, trailing 7-0.
I will remind you, he definitely is the smallest one in that defensive line.
Yes.
But he does a great job stuffing the line, not allowing Shane Ozentoski to get that momentum. And that allows guys like Evan Smoglenski to get his big mitts on him at 6'6", 300, and stop every all momentum for sure. Now it's fourth down. I'm going to say 3.5, and obviously 4 down territory. Bearcats need a big one here.
Sweeney is under center. It's going to be quarterback keeper around the right, and he has the first down, and finally brought down at the 18-yard line. It's an 8-yard gain, and stop the clock to move the chains momentarily. Tackle made by number 16, Nathan Seaver for Howard Beach. First and 10 for the Illinois Bearcats as they continue to march into Howard Beach territory.
You got to love the experienced quarterback in Casey Sweeney, and he does the little things really well, and he absolutely sells the sweep. The whole backfield goes to the left. He sells the pitch, pivots, and goes right around the right end. The whole Harbor Beach defense was sold on that pitch out to the near side of the field, and it's the weak side run keeper by the quarterback Sweeney, and he's able to get a nice gain and a much-needed first down.
They try and go right up the gut, and they do so as they get all the way down inside the 10-yard line. That'd be number 47, the ball carrier, Callum Obruski, a 6'1", 180-pound sophomore, and he marches down from the 18 down to the 9, a 9-yard gain. They're going to say second down and a yard to go, 7:45 left in the first half.
I mentioned that the young sophomore, he's kind of the X factor for this team. He's going to get, we've said, 6-8, and if he's running well, maybe even 10 carries, but they're going to be important ones. And that was a big one as he gets 9.5 yards there on first down. He's the guy that's going to tend to pivot right and run back to the opposite side of the line, which is normally away from Evan Smoglenski. So he's going to be very important tonight.
Formation, it's going to be a handoff to Obruski once again. Gets down, gets the first down. He's down to about the 5, maybe the 6-yard line before stop. Again, a 3. Around power will be Devin Puff for the Harbor Beach Pirates. First and goal from this 5-yard line for the Illinois Bearcats, knocking on the door for the first time tonight.
Nobody does it more, and it's one of the little things why I love the Coach Sweeney, Coach the Bubbly Bearcats, is he has no problem running the same play 2-3 times in a row. If you can't stop it, he's going to run it right back at you again until you do. And it's the exact same play again, and that works pretty well for the Bearcats now as they're down on the 5-yard line trying to score.
6 minutes, 50 seconds left in the second quarter. 7-0 Harbor Beach, but I'll be trying to change that. Sweeney is under center, and a handoff to Ozentoski gets down to about the 3-yard line before Harbor Beach stops them on the front line. And in the way, that would be number 10, Dylan Kudar, number 4, Caden Boynton, linebacker in there as well. Team of 2, second down, goal to go from the 3.
Yeah, just such a tough place to be guarding a lot of these teams, but we know Casey Sweeney can throw it if need be. That's always in their bag of tricks, but the way Ozentoski's running the ball right now, Colin Burst with a couple of big bursts. You haven't heard Carson Olesky in a while, and I still think he's their most all-around talented back. Keep an eye on him, but usually when they need short yards, it's Shane Ozentoski time.
And there's a little confusion in the backfield, and they hand it off, and they get down. Touchdown, Ubley. From 3 yards out, Ubley gets into the end zone, down the bottom of that pile. Our squad number 30, Tyson Horesky, for the first touchdown of Ubley down the night. It's now Ubley 7, Ubley 6, with a two-point conversion on its way. 6:01 left in the second quarter.